Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. As you already know, this is a Friday episode because you're watching it on YouTube. But big shout out to Noral Toyota for sponsoring the show. Keith Fadnimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, we do appreciate your ongoing support. Now, Tanner, I think that camera is not where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, good thing it's not on you.
I know. I just figured I'd let you know. So
appreciate that.
The reason why the cameras are a little bit off today is we threw a banger here on Thursday of last week.
Yes, we did, and it was a good time.
It was, I almost swore there, it was epic.
Yeah, DJ Lost Sound.
Lost Sound, like, man, I've been to a number of raves now, right? I don't want to say I'm far from a veteran, far from, but I ain't green anymore. I gotta say.
Sophomore.
There we go. I like that. This DJ crushed it.
Yeah, he did really good. And what you don't know is he was pulling all of his music live.
Yeah, oh, I know. He told me that afterwards.
No, he told you he was mixing it.
Yeah.
But he was also pulling it live.
So what does that mean?
So it means he was like thinking of what song he was wanting.
Yes.
Downloading and putting it into the program.
Oh, wow.
And then mixing it in the program before you hear it.
Living on the edge.
Yeah.
Living on the edge.
The whole time.
Good thing you guys figured out how to like jerry-rig that in that internet.
100%. Well, he wouldn't have been able to play without it.
That's right. So crushed it. Amazing DJ.
Yeah,
really amazing.
Good.
We'll be hiring him again. Oh, speaking of, please remind me. I need to e-transfer him some money.
Absolutely, I will.
I need to e-transfer him some money. So I just, I need to do that. So, yeah, amazing. So big shout out. It was a small gathering.
Yeah.
Like, but a good gathering. We invited who we wanted to kind of participate.
Mingle.
It went off without a hitch.
I think there was some people there that really enjoyed it. Couple first timers, couple of vets.
Yeah, and some people that, in my opinion, need it.
Yeah, 100%.
So it was a beautiful event. Lots of love, lots of great vibes, and some people who needed to like be around some friendly individuals they came to the right place.
Yeah, needed to be in the environment in the community that they were.
Yeah. So I think it's safe to say it was a success.
I would say yes.
I'll put a success on it. So we're going to do it again.
100%.
And so that was a test run. We moved some stuff around. We can definitely, we can make that bigger.
Double up.
Yeah. Yeah. Double up.
100%.
Yeah.
We'll have to definitely remove a lot of the equipment.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, yeah. We know what to do for next time. We're not going to talk about the location.
No, of course not.
We're not going to talk about where it was this time. We're not going to talk about where it was next time. But, dude, it was literally, as far as, like, I see things.
Yeah.
It was everything I saw it being. From, like, us discussing what we wanted, like, a year ago, what it wanted to look like. It looked exactly like what I thought it was going to look like.
Of course, because your whole life does.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. But I like when it happens.
Who doesn't?
I like when it happens. And this was like bang on. Yes. And your visuals. Good call.
Shout out YouTube.
Good call on the visuals. It like set the tone.
I really feel like that TV in the back with the visuals going on is what made it look so legit.
Yeah. And listen, we had the galaxy on the roof, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the TV added enough light to brighten up the room enough, and it gave something to look at outside of just the DJ doing something.
That's right.
So, like, I think it, like, everything made it legit, but that was what, like, the crown jewel.
Yeah, agreed.
Other than Lost Sound.
Keegan loved it, too.
Yeah, blew his mind, didn't it?
Blew his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about it for a while.
Yeah, does he want to go to one now?
Oh, yeah.
Hook?
But he's kind of choked.
Yeah, because he can't go to one until we throw an all-ages one.
That's right. So I told him that. But you can't go to a legit one until you're 18, but you can come to one of Dad's. He's like, yeah. He's like, he was so funny. He's like, I could have stayed there all night, you know. Like, I wouldn't have bothered anybody. I just would have, like, hung out.
Yeah, we literally talked about that.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Other than the adult implications of intoxication.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
No, of course not. But if we weren't intoxicated,
yeah,
100%. He would have thrived.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yep. So when he gets a little bit older, he's only a little fella right now, but we're talking about doing one in a place where
is accessible to all.
Yeah. So we'll get him at that one and he'll love his life.
Absolutely. We'll get him backstage.
So listen, as this is airing right now, I'm in Edmonton.
Yep. And you have an idea.
I have an idea. So the reason I'm going to Edmonton, twofold.
Mm-hmm.
One, there's a party you and I are attending.
Yep.
Actually, tonight.
Yep.
As this airs. So, but the real reason I'm going down, the main reason I should say, is I have quarterly meetings with my business partner, Jay.
Shout out, Jay.
Big shout out to Jason Phillips.
You'll never hear him.
You'll never hear him. You'll never see him.
And he'll never watch.
That's right. That's right. So that's why I'm excited about this idea. So I thoroughly enjoy mine and Jason's quarterly meetings. They're full of excitement. We always come back with some really cool ideas. I have an agenda that I set. So I've been working on the agenda, and I had an idea category on the go. And I normally don't do that, but I had a lot of ideas circulating over the last
quarter.
Last quarter. And most of them we just make happen. But I had one this morning, which I'm saving because I'm going to see him tomorrow. I'm going to write a book.
You're going to write a book?
I'm going to write a book. Yup.
This is one of those things where I've heard several people,
yeah,
including myself, be like, yeah, hey, you ever think about writing a book?
Yep.
And then you're like, no, that's a stupid idea. I have a better one. I'll write a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to write a book. So it's not going to be a lengthy book.
No, like,
and it's
like
definitely
Jeff's
not
book.
It's not an autobiography by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not incriminating myself like that. Like that book, although I know people would want to listen to that one, I ain't doing it.
Are you going to do one like Jeff's book, right?
No. This book.
But I mean length.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of courses through Keanu College, right?
Yeah.
And so I tried back in the day to write some books through a VA service. And so I have the scraps of it, but this time I'm just going to talk into my phone, into a camera. I got the steps all figured out, and Jason will help me out with the steps. But the first book that I'm going to write, this is a working title, but it's probably the title I'm going to stick with.
Your first book, you have a series planned?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yep. But the first one is going to be called Smarten Up, Don't Be a Jerk Online.
Can your second one be Don't Be a Jerk Offline?
Oh, I think that book would take a lot more of time and thought, but yes.
And a good title.
That's a good title.
Don't Be a Jerk Offline.
We should write that down, but I'm like, hey.
Wrote.
We got it online. We'll double back and look at this. But yeah, I just did I do a number of courses at Keanu, but Jerry Nevels, big shout out to Jerry. He asked me to speak for an event through the municipality a few weeks ago, remember?
Yep.
And I went to it, and it's one of those things where this is a true story. I had a ticket to go see the Calgary Flames play the Edmonton Oilers in Calgary that night. Last Friday, or whenever Friday it was.
Yeah.
And I chose not to take that ticket because I had promised Jerry that I would talk and I didn't want to bail on a commitment that I made. And Jerry did ask me to do a bunch of things prior to, and I wasn't able to make it. But this was one I could make, and I was like, I'm not selling out. So Jerry was just like, dude, what's your problem? You should have went. I would have understood. And I was like, no. It was important for me to come to this. Yep. And I didn't know why, but it was. It was a commitment. I wanted to go. So this morning in the shower, most of the time when I do these talks, I don't make notes either. But this was a different type of talk. So, yeah. I made notes on it. And I was just like, this is the book. This is the first little book, the little pamphlet.
You're just going to publish notes?
So, yeah, I'm going to talk it out. We have enough writers out work for Greenlight Creative that can help me out.
Ah, so you're not going to write a book.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, this is my thought process, is I am going to speak out the book in chapter form, how I normally would. I'm going to speak it into my phone, and then I'm also going to record myself doing it as well, so I have better audio on those cameras than this. And then I will work with Jay to clean it up as much as I can, but then I'll send it to one of the writers, And then I'll be like, hey, can you format this appropriately?
Fair enough.
And I'm thinking, just like, get it out online. Maybe for like $2-3.
Why not?
Not an expensive book. And then the other idea that I've been pitching to a few clients, and we've talked about it a little bit, we're going to start QR coding stuff on the show.
Yeah.
Put the QR right to the book.
Why not?
Yeah.
And you're not going to print it, hey?
I'm gonna work on printing it as well, yes.
That'll be like the last thing you do, won't it, though?
Well,
you don't support print media.
Yeah, that is true, but I'm going to print it. I have a book that kind of showcases how to do it appropriately. So it is going to be like a, you can order the book to get it.
I think every book showcases a book properly.
Oh, yeah. That's good call.
Because they're books.
That's because they're books. Yeah. So no, this is, I'm going to go the traditional route and get it printed. So it's a combination. I won't bore the audience, but there's a bunch of stuff that's happened, like with you and I lately, that actually triggered this thought process, and it just kind of all things came together this morning while I was in the shower.
I don't know what I did to get you to write a book.
Oh, you were part, like, once again, I'm not going to bore the audience. I'll fill you in afterwards.
Okay.
So, but that's the idea, and you know me, when I say it out loud, I got to do it. And I like saying stuff on loud on camera, because then I'm just like, oh, well, now I got
to
do it.
Now you've made it clear to an audience.
That's right. So it's happening. That's what I did a few years ago when I wanted to start running 3 to 5 times a week.
You just told the audience and made yourself accountable for it?
That's right.
Fair enough.
And then I had, like, randoms. God bless all you randoms out there. That, like, when I didn't, there's only, like, 1 or 2 days left. I had people being like, hey, man, I guess you're doing 2 days today. 2 runs. You got to make 5. I'm like, my Lord. And I had one good buddy who, like, reached out to me anytime I would, like, crush it. And, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I'd be Thursday doing my 4th run. He's like, I guess we're doing 7 runs this week.
Jeez.
Okay, I guess we're doing 7 this week. Like, I like to be motivated by people online. So that's why I was excited. I didn't want to talk too much in the car ride here. I was just like, bro, we gotta start these cameras up.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah, so that's number one. That's the most exciting. I'm excited about Jay and the trip, and I know more will come out of it. That's number one. Number two, the book. And then number three, Friday's Rave.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
You are not ready for this lineup at this venue.
Listen, I don't know nothing about the lineup, so you're right. I'm not ready for it, but I am ecstatic about the venue.
Yeah, I know you're ecstatic, but expectant and ecstatic are two different things. Like, you don't understand when you hear, like, a bass drop in that place, how it reverbs around your whole body.
That's
everything shakes. Like,
that's right.
It is. It's an experience.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm pumped. I'm pumped about it. I love this. I love the venue. I've had very, very happy, fond memories of this venue from my youth.
Yeah.
And even from, like, me and Perro, I want to say 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
We went to this venue and saw Big Boy from Outkast.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Perro had never shared a concert before together. So
it was a good bonding experience.
It's a good bonding experience. I got a lot of positive memories about this venue.
And exciting for the hotel, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be... Yeah. A riot.
The last time I stayed in this hotel,
because
me and my boys were really young and dumb, we had a contest of, like, back in the day, what we used to do, we didn't have coolers.
Yeah.
Right? And so what we would do is we'd go to, like, Canadian Tire and buy a garbage pail. Like, you know, the plastic ones.
Jungle Juice.
Yeah. And so it was a big one. And then what we would do, not Jungle Juice, no. What we would do is we'd fill it with ice. And then we would just, for the whole weekend or week or whatever, just throw all our drinks in there.
Oh, you're not talking like coolers, the drinks. You're talking coolers like the drink carrying device.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we'd fill like a garbage pail, ice, alcohol, hard, soft, whatever. Right? On this one trip, we thought it was a good idea to like test our manliness and see who could stay in the bucket the longest. So you had all of us jump into this freezing garbage pail full of ice water and time, like, who could stay the longest in there?
You obviously lost that.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah.
In and out.
Just touched the toe and quit.
Yeah. I got in.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is stupid. I didn't stay. Like, I probably did get last place. I got last place on a lot of things on that trip.
Yeah.
That trip was...
A loser trip?
A loser trip for me.
Yeah.
Which was okay. Because you know me, when I lose, I learn. So
and you win anyway.
Yeah, it was a good learning experience. the individual who crushed it, I still remember it to this day, Salamensa, big shout out. Salamensa destroyed standing in a garbage can full of ice.
How long?
To the point we had to tell him to get out. Like, we were actually worried. Extremely nervous about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had some friends who were in med school, and they're just like, Salam, this is too much.
Wim Hof it.
Yeah, it went too far. So he was in there way too long.
Yeah, Wim Hof is, yeah. I've told you about him a few times. Yeah. He does that exact thing.
Yeah.
Except, he does it professionally, so it's ice, then water, then ice, then water, then ice, then water, until water's so cold that it's not melting the ice.
Right.
And then you get in there, and you sit in there for like 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes.
It's great for you, man. Studies have proven, shock of the cold water for long periods of time is good for you. Same with heat. That's why I'm got my eye out for a sauna, right?
Yeah. So, but if cold is so good, then why don't you have your eye out for an ice box?
Here's the thing. I live in an ice box.
No, you don't.
Canada. Wintertime.
Canada also has a summertime.
Yeah. Well, in the summer, listen. The game plan is when you get out of the sauna, just hit me with a cold hose, right? Or take a cold shower afterwards. I don't mind doing that kind of stuff, but...
Yeah.
The investment of the other thing is I know I ain't doing it, but in the wintertime when I get out of the hot tub, I don't mind standing outside for a little bit, until you get cold and then going in. I enjoy that component, but
it's a bad idea that I know all of your weaknesses because you're trying to give me money.
Yeah,
you're gonna give me money one day and it's gonna just turn around and bite you in the ass because I'm gonna be like, oh, fun times, we're going to Poland.
What are we gonna do in Poland?
Wim Hof.
Oh, that's where he's at, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So we go there and sit in the ice baths and go diving in, glacier water and hike up a mountain in your underwear.
Sounds like a horrible time.
Yeah, gonna make you do it.
Sounds like a horrible time.
Yep, gonna make you do it. Because because you'll like it, because there's meditation involved, learning, there's getting in touch with your spiritual self, and all these things. So you will attach right onto all of that until it's too late.
What's the price point on this thing?
No clue, but I don't think it's that expensive.
Mm.
He does retreats yearly.
Yeah, you just gotta make it to Poland. Interesting.
Which, oh no, Poland.
Yeah, I think I've heard about this guy. I've read a number of books on breathing and whatnot. Oh.
Yeah, he does breathing techniques where you can hold your breath for minutes at a time.
You know who we gotta reach out to right after we're done filming? Cole.
Yes.
We gotta let Cole know that we're gonna be in Edmonton this weekend.
Absolutely, I'll let him know.
Yeah, I'm gonna send him. He sent me a nice little message a few days ago, so we gotta let him know definitely ahead of time this time. Hey, we want you to join us at this event. Big shout out to Cole for actually showing up on the show. I think it airs this week or next week, and he showed up unexpectedly at the last show we were at too, just to
say hello,
and he just literally that was it. He really wasn't there that long.
And yeah, we have to, I've already asked him if he's coming. He hasn't got any word back to me yet, but.
Okay. Well, I'll reach out too.
Yeah, because you're everybody's favorite.
Yeah. Well, let's not go that far.
For your own, I'm your favorite,
yeah,
but.
There you go. And I think in certain rooms, you definitely become the favorite.
I don't know. I become the more liked, but then they talk to you and it's like, oh, this guy's awesome.
Listen, man, when we go to raves, I am not the dude.
Yeah, that's my one place.
You hold that spot down hard.
That's my one place.
Yeah, but it's not even a...
But it's only because I'm more ingrained in it.
Yeah, you're comfortable in that spot.
Once you become more ingrained, you're just going to take over.
Maybe, we'll see.
I don't care, but...
No, I know you don't. So I posted some pictures this weekend, a picture on Instagram and on Facebook of a sweet jacket you got me.
Yeah? You get some good hits on it?
Yeah, man.
It's a good jacket.
People liking that jacket, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's solid. Even GP, I showed him the picture, and he's just like, it's a good-looking jacket.
Yeah, you can't debate it.
No, he likes to make fun of me, and he was making fun of me because of the jacket, but then I showed him the picture, and he's just like, listen, I think you're an idiot, but it's a nice-looking jacket.
Yeah, and $14 is what saves it.
You say that, and just everybody falls in love with it immediately. Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's all right, and you're like, $14, they're like, best jacket I've ever seen.
Yep. I also made another decision recently.
What is that?
I don't think I'm going with those light gray sweatpants. I'm liking...
They're growing on you.
They're growing on me, the color that I got. I think, that's it.
One thing I'd say I probably changed about you the most since raving is your fashion sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of your fashion, you're just like, first the sweatpants, now dark colors are growing on you now. Like,
well, I always liked black. I always, the dark colors were...
Yeah, black, yeah. But black is neutral.
Yeah, these
are dark gray.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I like murdered out.
Yeah.
Like outside of these Friday episodes, like I'm on black all the time.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah, it was... yeah, no, that facts. I never owned... Not only did I not own a pair of, like...
Decent sweatpants.
I would have never in a million years went out in public in sweatpants. Not happening.
No.
But, like, me and Alistair, my brother, and my brother's up, actually, in Fort Mac.
Oh, I'd like to see him.
He's up. We went to the movies with Keegan this weekend.
Nice.
And I went to the movies. That's when I took the pic and I sent it to you.
Yeah.
I went to the movies, middle of the day movie too, which
wow,
my favorite movie. So a lot of people wore my sweatpants, wore this hoodie. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any compliments at the theater?
No. In and out. And if there was, it would have been children. So
yeah.
But
enough.
I never wore the jacket.
No.
It was too warm in general.
Fair enough.
It was too warm of a day. It would have been overkill.
One of my favorite conversations we ever had was that conversation we didn't have at Bandles when you seen other people in jeans.
Yeah.
You just shot me like the dirtiest look.
The dirtiest look.
I was like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was,
you enjoy those.
Yeah. Fast forward, I'd say an hour and 15 minutes later being like,
yeah,
bro, great call.
And everybody that did wear jeans ended up not dancing.
That's right.
They were just sitting in their spot because they didn't want to get too hot.
Didn't
want to move too much. They were restricted.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta bring the workout apparel.
100%. Because you are working out.
You're working out big time.
I had a friend from this last one that I just went to on the weekend that was just like, dude, why am I so sore the next day?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you headbanged. I threw you into your first mosh pit. You were dancing all over the place, walking all over the place, going back and forth inside. Like, your body just moved a bunch of miles.
Yeah. Well, listen, since we started, the first rave that we went to was in December. Like, after that first rave,
yeah,
I mentally made the note that I need to physically get prepared for this. And you and I, we spoke about it.
Yeah.
And I am arguably in the best shape of my life right now. And it has to do with the prep work that I was like, okay, listen, if I'm going to start going to raves, I already have a good cardio game. I know I'm good with that. I need to start doing squats.
Yeah, work on those legs.
Got to work on those legs. And then I was just like, you know what? Like, I got to work on the upper body. So, like, I lowered the amount of push-ups I did. I still do 50 a day. But lowered that a little bit just to gain, like, more toneness instead of bulkiness.
Yeah.
Like, chin-ups. Like, anyways, working out specifically to prepare for raves was, like, an active thing. So I got to say, not only am I enjoying it from a mental standpoint, but physically it's been transformative as well.
And my favorite thing is that, like, before we went to the first one, you were always just like, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing these. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I can come to every one with you.
Yeah.
And then we got to one, and, like, on the way back, you were just like, all right, got to start working out more. Got to get some different clothes. Get me that ticket for the next one.
That's right.
Like, you were
That's
just...
Right.
Head first into it.
Yeah, man. It's been awesome. And then we ended up throwing one.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like what? Your fourth or fifth time going to one of these was one that we threw?
Yeah.
Like, that's commitment.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great time. What a great time Colton was as a DJ. What's his DJ name again?
Lost Sound.
Like, yep.
He really threw down.
Worth every penny.
Yeah, and he... And he was like, the crowd was so into it. Like, everybody there just absolutely loved him.
Yeah, the crowd did like him a lot. And I like some of the, like, because we were, like, working on his shtick, his performance. We're not going to give away any of it on the show. But I like some of the ideas that were, like, tossed around.
I've been pushing it.
Like,
you got to do it, man.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
He really likes it.
Yeah,
he likes the idea. And now going to shows with him, you see him, like, the whole night just staring at the DJ.
Yeah.
I'm like, you better think about yourself up there.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll have to talk about it, but I don't know when the next one we're going to do is based on we both have busy summers coming up here. But I don't know when the next one we throw is, but we're bringing it back.
100%.
Like
100%. He'll need a little bit of notice, but he'll come back.
Of course. But yeah, he's definitely coming back for the next one.
Like, yeah. We'll do it up bigger dance floor.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Yeah. It was a great time. Big shout out once again to everybody that came, because it was a perfect amount of people for our first one.
Yeah, like it felt sold out, but we didn't have to like squish through people to get where we wanted go. And
it was like you had to maneuver around people though. Like it wasn't empty.
Yeah, but you didn't have to push them.
No. You know what's funny about this though? Was we were talking about, we should take some photos. You should get cameras.
I got three.
We got nothing but cameras here.
Yeah.
Three photos. You know what? That's what it's all about though.
Yeah, it's all you need. Yeah.
If you weren't here, hey, sorry you missed out on it.
Yep, that's what it's about.
Do you have your camera here though?
I do.
Okay, I want to see those three pictures.
I will show you those three pictures. They are fairly good.
Yep.
I'm happy with them.
Nice. So, Steve Keegan wrote me.
Yeah.
Did I send it to you?
No, you did not.
Okay. He watched the episode.
The last Friday episode. Yep.
And I screenshotted it because I did want to bring it up when we were together again. He's like, haha, just watched a bit of your last video with Tanner. I would eviscerate you. Ha 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 ha.
I believe it. You have an open invite.
Yep. And so anyways, then he sent me a pair of cool looking Adidas that look super comfortable. He's like, you want some comfy shoes? These are the ones you should look into. But he knows what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to take
the insult king.
I think I'd like to take your sister to a show. I think she would enjoy that. I texted her to come to this last one, but she was in Edmonton.
Or in Calgary, you mean?
Nope, she was in Edmonton. I went to Calgary.
Oh, Alicia was in Edmonton last weekend.
Yeah, she said she was doing some things with some friends and had some plans and whatnot. But I texted her. I was like, hey, you want to come? What are you doing? She's like, on the way to Edmonton. What are you doing? I was like, I'm on the way to Calgary.
Yeah. As a family, we are we're not the greatest at letting my parents are, but I should say me and Alicia. We're not the greatest at letting people know where we're at all the time, because a lot of the time it's last minute.
And a lot of it is not really your business.
That's right. So like sometimes I go to Edmonton and my mom's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm in Edmonton. She's like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I don't know, somebody would have told you. You know where I am. Yeah. They always know.
You got a hold of me.
Yeah, they always know. But I did not know Alicia was in Edmonton. That's cool.
Would you rave with her?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think she'd be fun.
Alicia to her, she'd be a good time.
Yeah, she'd go off.
My only thing with Alicia, listen,
it's your sister.
She's my sister, and these are YouTube episodes, so they're exclusive. Is because I'm her bigger brother. Like I gotta take. I don't like to take care of people.
No, I get it.
It's not my thing.
I was there with a friend who brought his sister last time.
Yeah,
and he the whole time was just eagle eyeing her.
So anytime me and Alicia go out. Like, I gotta, like, I don't get to, like, just really relax.
You gotta be me. But what if...
And then Alicia, as you know...
Is a wild child.
Is a wild child. So it's not like...
It's not an easy task.
It's not an easy task. Like, Alicia is me times...
I got...
1,000.
But what about the two fail-safes of me?
Yeah.
Because, like, big group,
that's
right?
That's right, 100%.
And...
Yeah.
Her mister. Would he come?
I don't think so.
Because I think he would.
But here's the thing about Greg.
Yeah.
He lets Alicia run wild.
Yeah.
So he's no help. Great husband. But great guy.
Yeah.
But he's just like, and Alicia is an adult. And like myself, you know, everything kind of, you know.
Works out.
Works out. So, but he's really like, oh, Alicia, just let Alicia do Alicia. I'm like, no, Alicia's a liability.
Yeah. I'm just saying that when I talked to him when we were over there, he told me that I changed his perception of raves.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it would be possible to get them to come together.
Oh, I think that could be possible. I'm just saying it would not change the amount of...
Oh, it would not alleviate
the role that I have to play in regards to babysitting my baby sister.
But when you got, like, 10 people there all looking out for each other.
Yes, it's true.
It becomes a lot easier.
It's true.
And think about these environments that you...
Yes, of course.
That she's going wild and they're not the same
not like
as a bar.
The bar, that's right.
Right?
So, but yeah, it would be a good time. And I'm totally open to it.
Yeah, maybe we get her to come up for the next one we throw.
Yeah.
That would be...
Yeah.
That would be banger.
That would be. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea at all. So, But yeah, so that would be cool. But that's neat that she's in Edmonton and you went to Calgary. That's really funny.
Yeah.
I should call her and see where she's at this weekend.
I can tell you. I'm pretty sure she's going to be in Ontario.
Oh, yeah. I knew about that. My mom's going there, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to Ontario with me.
I also like that I know more about what your sister's up to lately than you do right now.
That's true. Hey, listen, that's not a hard feat.
No, that was all one conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's going to go. Yeah, and a bunch of people are going to be congregating in Toronto over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I heard that there's a lot of people coming. That's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
And you'll be in Edmonton.
I'll be in Edmonton. I will not be in Ontario participating in any of that, which, you know what, that's okay.
Yeah, you'll be participating in some other things.
That's right. I'm 100% okay with that. I think
me too.
Pamela Pierre's going for a bit, though. I don't know how long.
Yeah?
I think she's going for a few weeks anyways.
That'll be fun. What about your father?
GP. He's staying here.
Nice.
But I'll bet you dollars to donuts right now he gets on a plane at some point.
Yeah?
Yep.
FOMO?
No, he just misses his wife.
Ah, fair.
Like, I guarantee it. Like, yeah.
He has nothing. Like, he's not working, right? Like, he's retired.
He's a retired old man. Yeah, he just hangs out.
100% he'll be getting on that plane.
I'm surprised he's not going, if I'm being 100% honest with you. And I don't know where this stance of not going is coming from, but I bet dollars to donuts. Halfway through my mom's trip, he's going to be, you know what? I'm just going to go. And then what's going to happen is they're going to end up extending
the trip. Because he's not going to want to be there for half the time.
That's right. And my mom loves Toronto. Her family's there. It's a good time. And so they'll end up staying for a bit, which,
good for them.
Good for them. Get back traveling again. They love traveling, and COVID definitely
messed that up.
Yeah, I think they're going to be, like, they love cruises. I don't know. They love cruises, so I don't know.
I want to cruise, but, like, you sold me on not going by the drinking.
Oh, yeah. I love cruises. Like, it's a different type. Like, it's not traveling. Let's not call it traveling. Like,
no, because you don't really move. You're in the same.
Yeah, and, like, when you go off, when you leave the cruise ship and you go for your excursions, they're very controlled. So I love traveling. I love traveling in different aspects. Like, I like traveling when you're on a cruise ship, which I don't count as, like,
Real traveling.
I love going.
Privileged.
Yeah, privileged. I love going, like, when you and I have traveled, like, just, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah.
We can stay in.
Raw dog in life.
That's right. Just, like, figuring it out. I like staying in expensive hotels. I like going to different places I've never been with no itinerary, just showing up. Like,
I hate itineraries for trips. Like, I hate. Like, I like having rough ideas of what to do.
Me too.
Like, hey, there's a concert this day.
That's right.
We're staying in an area with some restaurants,
facts,
blah, blah, blah. But I hate when it's like, oh, Monday we're going to this restaurant, and then we're going to the aquarium, and Tuesday, like, I can't do that.
I don't like that either. What I like to do is, and me and Jason have done it on our trips, is I'll find out a little bit about where we're going, because most times you kind of know. Yeah. And then I'll write down on a list of, like, hey, these are things that I would like to potentially accomplish while we're here. If we do, great. If we don't care. And then sometimes we happen, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know.
And for me, I'm too anal about the itinerary.
Yeah.
Like, once it's made, I'm doing it.
So I shouldn't tell you about, because I've done it on our trips too.
What?
I made like my own little
itinerary. Well, but like your itinerary is different because yours is rough ideas and blah, 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 like
That's right.
you said. But That's when right. there's that list of 1 o'clock, we're going to be here.
Oh,
3
okay.
o'clock, we're going to be there. It's
right,
like,
right.
we got to go. We have a set time. We
That's
have
right.
a plan.
That's
but
right.
If there is no plan, if you're just like, hey, I kind of want to go here and here and here and here, then it's like, all right, well, let's start.
Because when we're in Edmonton together,
yeah.
this trip, like, I got some places that I want to hit up with you.
Yeah, I know that. And, like, that's fine. Like, when you have an idea of, like, oh, I want to check out here and here and here.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, if one place is really cool, we spend 4 hours. And if the next place sucks, you spend 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But, if you have it timed out, it's like, hey, we're going here for an hour.
Yeah.
Here for an hour.
Yeah.
Here for an hour.
Yeah.
Then it's like, we better be there for an hour.
Yeah. So one place I want to go with you, and I want to say it because I will forget it because I just remembered it, is Value Village. You ever been
yes.
to Value Village before?
I have not, but I've heard.
Yeah. I haven't been to a Value Village since I was probably 23 years old.
Yep.
And I think we can find some
banging stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I found there's one in Edmonton, not too far away from where we like to hang out.
Old Strath. That'll be, yeah, let's do it.
Value Village.
We have a whole day. We're going to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
Yeah, like, that's the one thing I've recognized. I'm not, like, I don't want to hard confirm this because it may happen again, but I'm going to go out of my way never to have to personally travel the day after a rave.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, if I had to catch a bus or a plane,
yeah,
money. Me having to drive the following day?
No.
It's doable, but it's just not enjoyable.
No.
It's just not enjoyable.
You, until you had those banana chips.
Plantain?
Plantain chips, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's... I love plantain chips.
Those made your trip better.
Yeah, they did. And the trip wasn't horrible. It's just like, you know me, after like a rave, I get very introspective.
Yeah.
Like, especially the day after and then the week leading up. Or yeah. The week after, sorry.
Yeah, so, and you just want to, think.
That's right. Yeah. And like, when I'm thinking about driving, I'm just like, this is a waste of my thoughts right now.
Yeah.
So.
You're not a good multitasking thinker.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not. And when it comes to driving, like.
Yeah.
Focus.
But we'll, that'll just mean that we have a fun time to do stuff the next day.
That's right.
Maybe hit up. Have you tried Wayback Burger?
Never heard of it.
It's in Edmonton.
What is it?
We just had it when we were coming back from Calgary. The bus stopped like a block away from there for an hour or two. And we walked over. And do you know where Man versus Fries is in Edmonton?
No.
No, there's a place. It's about a block away from there. Phenomenal food. Like, I would argue a better burger than Burger Priest.
Ooh.
Not the fries, no.
Yeah, the fries at Burger
Priest. Yeah, the fries. And I didn't get to try the gravy because we had to get back on the bus and there was no tray table. And that would have just been a hassle. So I want to go back and try the...
Whoa. What kind of container did they give you the burger in to get back onto the
paper
bus?
Wrap.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, everything was paper wrapped. And then, like, we got fries and taters.
Yeah.
And they were in, like, a brown, like, half tray. You know, like a cardboard half tray wrapped in paper.
Yeah, not ideal. When I used to catch the Red Arrow to go to Edmonton, I used to catch it a lot. Big shout out, Red Arrow.
We took
I would go to Grassland. And in Grassland, I'd get the burger. No, Esso. Mm-hmm. And they gave it to you in one of those styrofoam containers.
Yeah.
So you could get, like, they soaked it in gravy. And you could get gravy on the side and you just close it up afterwards. Good to go. It was my go-to every single time, and I literally would go to Edmonton on Red Arrow minimum twice a month for years, and I would get that.
Yeah, no, we'll take you to Wayback Burger when we go. I'm excited that I have a place in Edmonton to show you now.
Yeah, we went to Burger Priest last time.
Yeah,
we never made it to Next Act or
Meat. No. But,
made it there. And we probably, like, there's just too much. We only spend, like, one day. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much, especially if we're going to the movies. I love... Okay, just so everybody's on the same page. Random conversations, like you're getting right now. This is just what me and Tanner do all of the time. VIP movie theater when we go to Edmonton?
Yeah.
We should eat at the theater.
Yeah. So we'll get lunch at Wayback and do dinner at the theater?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. You're going to get popcorn and whatnot, too?
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to just stuff it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll be able to eat a lot, though. Mm-hmm. It'll be a good movie. Have you decided what you want to see yet? I haven't been looking into it.
Well, listen, I just saw a really, really good movie with Alistair and Keegan called Bad Guys. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind going to see that one again. I don't know if you know about it. It's based on like a comic book series, graphic novel, I don't know, for kids. About these animals. There's a fox and a snake, a spider, and a shark. And they're obviously bad.
But
then they try to become good in the movie. No spoilers, because this is like you can see all of this on the trailer.
Yeah.
How it ends. But it actually is a phenomenal movie. So that's definitely in the runnings, because I don't think there's much in theaters right now. So I would.
New Top Gun.
I've never seen the old Top Gun.
Really?
Yeah, I never saw the old Top Gun, so.
Can't
see that one.
Ooh, have you seen the trailer for Everything Everywhere All at Once? Mm-mm. I'll show you that after. That looks really good.
Okay.
Bob's Burgers movie's gonna be in theaters.
Can't do it. I'm not gonna go into why I can't do it.
Why not?
No, just
not. Not for you? Not for
me. Great show.
Yeah?
Great show.
I, Do you watch Archer?
love Archer.
Yeah.
Love Archer.
So, did you see the Bob's Burgers episode the Archer episode where he thinks he's in Bob's Burgers?
Yes.
That was...
hilarious.
Classic.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Doctor Strange, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Tuxedo Keegan.
Downtown Abbey, The Lost City.
We gotta see a comedy. It's gotta be a comedy.
Yeah? Yeah. You wanna laugh, eh? Yeah. We gotta go... figure out, like,
that's why, like, the good guys is like a cartoon. The bad guys is a cartoon, which I think is like, and I kind of know what it's going to happen to. I think that's a, you know, so anyways,
you laugh at movies that you've already seen.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, so have you ever seen Airplane?
The answer is obviously if you haven't seen Airplane, come on. But
I've showed a couple people Airplane.
I have that. Well, your generation, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, your generation can.
I've had to show a few people, and they're like, half of them are like, what's going on?
Yeah. But like, no, yes, I've seen Airplane, but it was years and years and years ago. Like, I literally saw Airplane on VHS.
Yeah. So,
like, not DVD. So VHS. I've seen it a few times as a child.
So you should rewatch it. That's a friggin' classic.
Yeah, that would be a good movie to rewatch.
Edmonton has a lot of foreign films playing, eh?
Tons. Well, you're in a market that. A lot of foreigners.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I remember there was a theater out in the north that would play East Indian movies every Thursday. And dude, I would have to assume that was the best day of the week for them.
Yeah.
Like, you would drive by and the place would just be packed. And I remember they had like a white movie playing that day as well. And I went to see it and the place was just bumping full of people. It was beautiful to see. That's the one thing I do like about Edmonton is, and larger cities, is the multiculturalism that you get to actually witness every once in a while. You know?
Fair enough.
Fort McMurray's hugely multicultural. It's awesome. It's a great place, but you don't see like the numbers like you do, obviously, in other places. You know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to like go to a cultural event and just be like, wow. That event sprinkled in with like others.
Randoms.
Yep. What we running here? Because I got stuff to do.
We're at 42.
Okay, let's
wrap that up. All right.
All right, well, for everybody watching, if you're seeing this, it's Friday. And if you're in Edmonton, come look for me in Tanner. That's where we're going to be for the next 2 days.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be at a concert venue with a hotel near it.
That's right.
That's your hint. Come find us.
And we can give them the type of music we're going to go listen to.
Yeah, some dubstep.
Hey, speaking of, sorry, we're about to wrap it up. I was watching Billie Eilish last night, interview with David Letterman.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, yeah, a lot of people kind of don't love dubstep, but she really enjoys it.
Dubstep is the stuff.
So I only lightly invested in Billie Eilish prior to. I don't know much about her. There's some songs that I think are just regular, like, radio.
Bad airplay. Guy and stuff. Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah.
And she has a wicked cover of Michael Jackson's Bad.
Yeah.
Like, to cover that song for one, what are you thinking?
To cover anything Michael Jackson.
And then when I heard it, I was just like, it's so different. It's so good. So big shout out to Billie Eilish. But after watching her interview with David Letterman, I'm going to invest some time. And I think on this road trip, I like to like pick an artist.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to learn a little bit more about Billie Eilish on my road trip down to Edmonton.
She does not do any dubstep.
That's okay. I know that. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know the type of music that she sings. So, but I'm gonna invest some time listening to Billie Eilish. The last few artists I invested some time in was Taylor Swift, T Swizzy.
So why aren't you like
Taylor Swift? Unbelievable.
Why aren't you investing some time into like some electronic music artists? Oh,
I've done. Okay. I've like that's just a daily. Like I pick an artist that I normally wouldn't listen to that. Everybody else listens to.
Okay.
And but like you're in my car nowadays, like the.
Yeah, but none of it's dubstep.
Arguable. Arguable.
Yeah, but everything is arguable. You'll just end up being wrong.
Maybe, but yeah. So T Swizzy was one. Shawn Mendes was another one. Bieber was one. That was a fun journey to go down.
Are you like a girl that was born in 2007?
Yeah. So maybe. So and so this time it's going to be. Billie Eilish. And so all of them, they haven't come into my normal rotation by any stretch of the imagination, but I could see why people are like, you know, okay, Another one, just so I don't, like, I'll give all of them. One was Quincy Jones. Big shout out to Quincy Jones.
Save yourself.
Quincy Jones. Oh, my God. If you guys don't know about Quincy. Woo! Another one was Beyonce. I've always listened to Beyonce, but I haven't gone through the whole catalog.
Quincy Jones, he produced Michael Jackson's albums,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then, like, you know that song, like, Austin Powers, that's a Quincy Jones song from back in the day, bro. Like,
yeah.
He's a genius. Quincy Jones, like, seriously. But yeah, went through Quincy Jones, went through Bob Marley. Outkast was one that was a fun one to go down. Reminiscing memory lane, but yeah, I tried to pick an artist. Now what I'm trying to do, Quincy was one of them that I just try to go through the whole catalog.
Yeah,
because when you drive in Edmonton or Calgary, you got 5 to 9 hours arguably to just like pick an artist and like really delve into what they're talking about. So this time it's going to be Billie Eilish. If I don't get lost in the audiobook.
I'll give you some dubstep artists to look into, too.
Okay. We'll talk about it off camera because we are trying to wrap this up. All right. So, anyways, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to everybody who watched the full episode. This is the YouTube exclusives. So, hopefully you're having a great day. I wish you nothing but peace and love, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.